Do you say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacqueline Brasella, Assistant Professor of Communication at SUNY Oneonta, says your choice may depend on your speech community.
We've all experienced it, that moment in December in the supermarket or at the post office, when you attempt to end a conversation with what was once a simple and rather unremarkable Yuletide greeting, Merry Christmas. Yet Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, these once uncontentious holiday greetings, are now fraught with new implications and divergent meanings. So much so, they are considered to be at the heart of the annual debate dubbed the War on Christmas. My research suggests that different religious and non-religious groups constitute different speech communities. Each community engages in specific, and oftentimes contradictory, ways of making sense of the world. Importantly, it is not enough to know the rules of a language, but we must also know what is socially and culturally acceptable in an ever-changing social landscape. Some people saw social change as unwelcome and undesirable. As one participant explained, "Well, there's a big movement in our country to take everything that says Christmas out. They're destroying anything and everything that has to do with Christ, for whom this whole business is about, and that's just wrong." On the other end of the spectrum, there were those who framed social change as necessary and desirable. For them, Happy Holidays was the greeting they chose in an effort to be inclusive. But then there were those folks in the middle, who framed social change as somewhat inevitable. For these individuals, the decision to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays was purely contextual. Importantly, I argue that it might be these folks, those who see social change as inevitable and are thus somewhat ambivalent about it, who are a significant force driving social change. They speak strategically, fully aware of the social consequences of their language choices. They are conscious of their words and behaviors in order to avoid offending others, which may shed light on our progress towards becoming a more culturally sensitive society.
That was Jacqueline Brasella of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.